knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Corden. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another episode of Gotham. Talking Gotham, available on iTunes and, of course, audioboom.com. Now, I know it's been a minute, people. I know it's been a minute. It is, December 1st, 2017, and I'm going to be talking about episodes that happened back in October. But yes, it's been a little bit crazy. Had our second son, so having a newborn and catching up on TV is a little crazy right now. So knocking out episodes as I go, so they'll be popping up shortly, and hopefully I'll be able to catch up soon. I haven't been watching any of the spoilers. I have no idea what's going on, even though I just did just a search to see where I'm at, and I see that the Joker, right? I call him the Joker, is coming in the season finale. Is that what it is already? I know I have so many episodes on my DVR. So let's talk about the episode They Who Hide Behind Masks that aired Thursday, October 5th on Fox. I've got my notes here. Man, watching this episode today, I forgot how badass Gotham is. It's such a great show. The characters and the story and everything else. Let's see here. We get a sense of Ra's al Ghul's backstory. And we find out, because of a book, that he's a little over maybe 2,000 years old. Whoa. Jim Gordon decides to go talk to Falcone, which we find out that Falcone is dying. Now, I don't know about y'all. I'm wondering, is he dying by natural causes, or somebody, some group, some organization, even his daughter, is someone poisoning him? That's what I think. I think somebody's... I can't believe Falcone's dying. I can't. Speaking of Sophia, she's hot, and she seems like she's a total badass. She's got this certain kind of swag about her, and she ends up kissing Jim, which, when that happened, I was like, yeah, I don't know if I trust her, but... I don't know, maybe she's looking to prove herself, because it's obvious that Falcone doesn't want her dilly-dabbing down in Gotham. But then, she makes it very clear that she and Mario were very close, and Jim shot her. So, or shot him. I don't know. I don't know if I can trust her, but she's nice on the eyes. Let's see what else. Ned is broken free from his ice tomb by his number one fan. What was her name? Mildred? Is that what her name? Chinkins? From elementary school, we see what happens to her. Sorry about her, but Enigma's out, and Penguin is not happy at all. Thought there were great scenes between Penguin and Barbara. You could just feel the tension, and it's not a good tension. It's like a bad tension. So it was good seeing Barbara. And speaking of Barbara, we find out that, hello, her teacher's Ra's al Ghul, and they have a thing going on, and Ra's got deep pockets, so you know that she can do anything she wants. Penguin doesn't know this. That ending, man, I did not see that coming. I had a feeling it was Ra's, but I didn't know, yeah, like that was how it was going down. So, man, this episode was really good, and I almost started the second one, but I couldn't because I just didn't have time. So I'm going to get there, I promise, people. But great episode, great, great, great episode. It was season 4, episode 3, and I think we're already getting to the finale, and I have such a long time to catch up with you people. So that's it. If you want to check out some of the other reactions, reviews, rants, whatever you want to call it, check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. Talking Gotham is available on iTunes and audioboom.com. Just search that, Talking Gotham. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff is on the blog as well. Everybody have a great weekend, and I'm going to try to knock out some more Gotham soon. All right, peace.
Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Corden. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.